When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
We got a team in here. This is like a champ. Now, if I come up here, we got a score.
Oh, man. Thanks for our friend Pat McAfee for the Skol Chant inspiration. This is a four-question Friday on Purple Daily with Mackie, Judd, and Declan. That's right, four questions coming at you from every angle here, presented by our friends at TCL. Enjoy more of what you love at TCL. And per our request, a couple people sent in. It's funny because like when we do these shows, and like Judd and I and Declan have been in radio for so long, you know, we're very audio-centric, and then we've introduced much more YouTube the last couple of years. But I sort of forget sometimes that most TVs, smart TVs, just have a YouTube app. And so a lot of you guys watch us on your TV, just our big, ugly faces.
It's really scary.
Judd's got – is that a Malik Beasley bobblehead you have?
No, it's a Gorgie.
Oh, Gorgie.
Gorgie Jang.
It doesn't look anything like Gorgie.
It's Gorgie. It's Gorgie Jang and Sid.
No, it's – okay, did they just, I mean, not to be insensitive here, but like, did they just have like a generic basketball player head that they just, well
hold on a second.
We need a Gorgie Jang bobblehead, so just get like a generic face that could be anybody and put it on a number five.
You'd have to ask the Wolves on that one. You'd have to ask the Wolves exactly what their plan was.
That looks nothing like
Gorgie
Jang.
Not tall enough, first
of all. It looks more like Rajon Rondo than Gorgie Jang.
It sort of does look like Rondo, doesn't it? That's pretty good.
So, all right, four question Friday here, presented by our friends at TCL. Let's start with question number one. Let's waste no time, gentlemen. We promised a backup quarterback discussion, and damn it, we're going to pay it off today.
Last thing we do this week, we will pay it off.
So, question number one, and I believe Declan has some goodies to go along with this. I'm going to ask the question, and then let's play a clip, and then we can... How would you handle the Vikings backup quarterback situation? Sean Mannion's a free agent. You got Stanley and Browning who've just been kind of roaming around on your practice squad. There's some draft pick possibilities, and then there's an old friend who might be available. Let's hear a clip here.
Old friend, old lover, yeah, maybe.
Before the Sam Darnold trade happened, general manager Scott Fitterer was on the phone to Teddy Bridgewater telling him that if Bridgewater wanted it, and it seems he does, he would give him permission to seek a trade elsewhere. Expect Teddy Bridgewater to land on another team looking for a really, really good backup to kind of help tutor whoever their quarterback is and be there as a perfect backstop. I would also expect him to facilitate the trade to cut down his salary, probably to the $10 million guaranteed for 2021. So it would take some work, but I know that multiple teams are interested in talking to the Panthers now about potentially trading for Bridgewater.
Can I ask a quick question before we get to the real question at hand? Is Rappaport morphing into Schefter? Like the cadence there, there was almost perfect Schefter.
Yes.
Like, is there NFL insider consultants?
That's what I was going to ask.
You want to make sure that you talk in short staccato segments.
Teddy Bridgewater.
And make sure that your hair is sort of poofed up and slicked back just a little bit. Not too much hair gel.
The issue is backup quarterbacks.
Talk about your sources.
Hard to find. Very important. I feel like it's... I think the godfather of this is Kuiper. Because, like, Kuiper started that. But I feel like Schefter absorbed it perfectly. And now Rappaport is turning into a cadence guy. Because that's
what
you do.
When, when I listen to Kuiper talk, though, I sometimes feel like Kuiper's brain is like three words ahead of his words. And so he's always kind of getting over his skis. He's talking about the prospects. You know?
But the cadence is like three words, bang, pause. Three words, the Carolina Panthers, what they're doing. It's very important. Anyway, sorry.
It reminds me of junior high when we learned about like the cadence of poems. When you learn about yes. Shakespeare for the first time, like iambic pentameter or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's and yes. It's like
we've got like NFL insider cadence. I've talked to my sources. My sources have said.
Can we teach a Bridgewater? Class? We should start a class. If you want to be an insider, actually, you know what? Pelissero could be our first guest speaker. It'd be a big get for us. Here's how
and
you
he
do
has,
it.
He has become.
He's
now,
got
the I think
he's got the cadence.
He has more personality than some of those other guys who do the same insiding work because he's done like daily radio shows before. And
absolutely,
he was on Good Morning Football last week and just crushed it. He was funny and you know which we know because he's a longtime friend and he used to work with us here. So, anyways, what would you do with the Vikings quarterback situation as you survey the field?
Okay, so personally, I would draft a quarterback, and I think they might. I would probably take one higher than they are going to. But can I tell you what I would not do? Because to me, that's the most important part of the equation here, okay? First of all, I will go back to what I've been harping on to the point of annoying myself, but it remains true, so I might as well. There's no left side of the offensive line, and I don't know what you plan to do. Second of all, Kirk Cousins has, since he became a Viking, and for really the most of his career, you guys, he doesn't miss games, okay? That means the odds are going to catch up to Kirk at some point here, and he's going to get hurt. People get hurt. Quarterbacks get hurt. If 2021 is as big of an all-in season as we think it is for the Vikings, Sean Mannion cannot be your backup. Like, the clipboard holding, non-threatening to Cousins, which he is, Sean Mannion cannot be that guy. So to go back to what Rappaport just said, would I investigate, because Teddy Bridgewater was very effective as a backup with the Saints. As a starter for Carolina, I simply don't know if he can make it full-time starting. I will always go back to this. His leg blew up. Like, it was not a, he didn't roll to his right, get hit, tore his ACL and came back. His knee, for unknown reasons, exploded. It's disgusting, but it's true.
Unsolved Mysteries.
It really is.
I shouldn't laugh.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries.
You guys, it is incredible.
Like, I told you, a young quarterback.
That much damage from maybe stepping into a rut or something is really weird. Anyway, so what I wonder is, would it not make sense if 2021 is as much of an all-in year for Spielman and Zimmer's jobs as we think it is? What I would do is I very well might explore on a restructured contract, of course, not a starter's contract. I might explore bringing Teddy back twofold. One, if Cousins goes out, Teddy can start. Like, I'm not saying he can't start. I'm just saying I don't know if he is a full-time one of the 32 starters in this league now. But if I have a guy get hurt, I think he is more than capable of being a huge improvement on a Mannion or that type of quarterback. That's one. The second reason why, and Kirk might not like this, but I don't care. We know for a fact part of the reason why people like Declan Goff love Teddy is because of what he might have brought on the field, but what he brought off the field. Teammates loved him. Like, there's no question about this. He is loved. He's a locker room guy. He has all of the attributes that a guy like, I'm going to give this some thought. Kirk Cousins doesn't have. So what would be better than to have a quarterback in place who people gravitate towards, who people actually like?
All right. So I disagree.
That's what I'm saying.
So I've always been higher. I think Declan's been the highest on Teddy of all three of us. I've been higher on Teddy than I think the average Vikings fan. You know, it's really easy just to look at like, well, he only throws 15 touchdown passes. And so like he doesn't light up the fantasy numbers, but there are a lot of intangibles that people who have played with Teddy Bridgewater and have coached Teddy Bridgewater will talk about that might not show up. And this is, you know, a lot of people say, well, Tom Brady is not a mobile quarterback. Well, yeah, because Tom Brady has like 4,000 intangible things, leadership, teaching abilities, senses, right? I'm not saying Bridgewater is in that same category. I'm saying the reason people and teams value Teddy Bridgewater so much and the reason why he continues to get opportunities with the Panthers, with the Saints, etc., is because he's great behind the scenes. He really is. Now, here's where I disagree with you. I'm not going to pay $10 million a year if that's what the restructured number is going to be that Ian Rappaport threw out for a backup quarterback to Kirk Cousins. They're already paying Kirk top three money to the cap. The Vikings will not be able to afford Teddy Bridgewater even on a restructure in 2021 as a backup. I'm just saying as a backup. Now, I think Bridgewater's future, he's still young enough. I think his future is actually going to be in that Ryan Fitzpatrick sort of Josh McCown mold where, yeah, you're not going to give those guys a five-year bazillion-dollar contract to be your starter, but like in a transition year, you know what? You could do worse than 1 year of Ryan Fitzpatrick behind the scenes, might win you some games while you groom a young quarterback. I think that's Teddy Bridgewater for the next like 5 to 8 years in the NFL. And if it worked out at some point for him to be that for the Vikings while they drafted a young quarterback and had maybe that guy sits behind Bridgewater for a while or something, I'd be fine with that. But I just don't see, not to mention if you found a way to make Teddy the backup for Kirk, the minute Kirk has a bad game, which happens, all right, news
you know
flash,
what? I like this. Put the
pressure
on
him. People would clamor for Teddy to be the starter.
I love that. Apply the pressure to this guy. That's what I love.
But there's no future for him as like the long-term starter.
No, but I want to kick Kirk in the ass as much as possible.
Yes.
I want to put the pressure on Kirk. It's win now.
But here's how you do it. Draft Kellen Mond in the third round. Draft the mobile Texas A&M kid. He's 6'4". He's a big dude who's mobile. He's got potential. Draft a dude like that who has... Like, these two guys, like Browning and Stanley, have no chance to actually be starters in the NFL. Kellen Mond does. Or a guy like that. If Kyle Trask falls, you draft a real legitimate prospect. That's how you crank the pressure up.
I am going for the most, personally, bang for my buck, Zimmier possible. Zim is all in, and so am I. And nothing would be better than to see Zim have his guy Teddy behind Kirk and the fans clamoring, and Zim maybe making a change. I am in this number one for train wreck quality. That's what I want here. That's what I want. And there'd be nothing better than Zim's long lost love at quarterback being behind Kirk, being loved in the locker room. Oh my God, it would be a runaway train and I would be on it.
I could give a damn about Lord Mike Zimmer thinks what I think, and I want my quarterback here.
I
want number five back here. I want Zim and I to sit down, I'll even pour a glass of red wine, which I don't do, and I want to see who truly loves Teddy Bridgewater more, because I'm guessing it's probably me. I don't think it's Mike. I know Mike loves him too, but, and yes, the knee injury, and he had another bad injury last year, and it's too bad because, to Judd's point, even as much as I love Teddy, it's true. Like the catastrophic knee injury, it's a self-realization that it stinks to watch that knee injury happen because he was playing so well last year before he suffers another one. But that's what you have to expect at this point. If his knee exploded on a drop back, he probably isn't banked on to stay healthy and could be a franchise quarterback. As painful as it is for me to say that, that's too bad. But I would love for him to get another shot. And I do agree that he has a long career in this league, likely as a backup and playing into his 30s.
But would you guys agree that there's no chance he's going to be the Vikings backup in 2021?
Yeah.
Or are you saying there's a chance?
Zero.
I just think it's going to be
It's going to be
too hard to restructure the contract.
And the contract tolling thing that happened like with this administration, he ain't coming back here. I think he loves Zimmer, but the whole that contract tolling situation I think also was a bad omen too. That's the biggest reason I got out.
I don't think Teddy's a grudge holder. I think he would come back.
Yeah.
If the circumstances were right.
Exactly, though. He would come back in the right circumstances. I don't think he'd come back in the current regime that's in place right now.
You're saying Spielman would have to be fired for him to be back.
That is correct.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But wait
1 year
then.
I do know this. I am not in the business of telling you what will happen. My business card says only one thing, boys.
Reckless speculation.
And Teddy back to the Vikings is. And you know what's the greatest part about this entire question and discussion? With Zim there, I wouldn't be surprised if he walked into Rick and said, should we examine this?
Because
this is my guy. This is my guy, Teddy. This is the only quarterback I ever loved.
What you're saying, I've been certain about a few things in my life. And I can tell you that one of the things I am the most certain about is that if you gave Mike Zimmer the option to swap Kirk Cousins for Teddy Bridgewater, he would do it 100 times out of 100 right now.
Yeah.
He would do it 100 times out of 100. I think he just,
I think you're right.
That's it. That's my quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So we would. So I mean, I've been pretty clear. I would draft Kellen Mond.
I'm cool drafting quarterback too. I'm cool with that.
You guys are going to pay Teddy Bridgewater $10 million on a restructured deal to put pressure on
Kirk. I'm trying to get him for a little bit cheaper.
Yeah,
but I do want the pressure on Kirk. I love the pressure being on Kirk. It'll be fantastic.
Same.
All right. All right. Question number two is presented by our friends at Federated. Federated, speaking of risk management, I don't think they can help you with a bum knee or a bum ankle or whatever it was for Teddy last year. But if you're a business owner in the state of Minnesota, they can help you with risk management. Find a full list of industries Federated protects at federatedinsurance.com, where you can also find out about MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. Federated is like a little angel on your shoulder that helps guide you, give you peace of mind, and it helps maximize your business to the fullest extent. Find out more again at federatedinsurance.com. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
You like that?
All right, question number two here on a four-question Friday. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. What is your Mount Rushmore of Vikings backup quarterbacks?
Mm.
Oh,
I love this.
Boy.
I love this.
Should we do the last 20 years, just starting 2000, to be fair to all three of us?
Let's do this. Let's go back. Let's definitely like start in the 90s.
Okay.
Let's not go because they had like platoons of
Wade Wilson and Tommy Kramer,
Rich Gannon and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's start with like
the
mid 90s and then go forward.
Okay.
Because I would actually put my guy, Buffalo High School football coach.
Always on mine.
Todd Bowman
has to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Go Huskies, baby. He's on
once, mine. I think, lit up the New Orleans Saints or somebody for three or four touchdowns in a game.
That's a great
just
one.
Throwing it up to Randy Moss.
Gus Farratt.
Yeah, Farratt for sure.
Because he was twice,
right?
Twice, yeah. Gus Farratt would have to be on that one.
And he helped lead the Vikings to an improbable playoff push in 2008.
That's why I wanted to continue playing,
He's our George Washington, in my opinion, on this list. I think he's our George Washington.
Really? Gus Farratt?
I would say he's the George Washington of backup quarterbacks. Yeah, for the Vikings, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know who else would have the resume that he when he stepped in for Dante, he balled out in 2004 for two games.
In your lifetime, it might be.
In my lifetime, for sure.
Yeah, in your lifetime, it might be. Since he had two stints, I think that they were both successful.
Yeah. Can we count Keenum? Can we count Keenum or is it just 1 year? Does it have to be like multiple
years? Here's the thing. If we count Keenum, we have to count Randall Cunningham.
Right.
Because those guys were backups that took over early
from an injury.
Yeah. I think once you emerged into like full-on starter territory, but then again, Gus Farratt, I mean, but then he went back to being a backup.
Right, but should we do success or just our favorites? Because like I've got
I mean Jeff George might be on this list, right?
But I think it'd be more fun to do like Kelly Holcomb.
Yeah.
Kelly Holcomb was because I mean that was a guy Chili brought in from Philadelphia. He's like, I know Kelly Holcomb. I'm like, yeah, we do too. That's the problem.
Kelly Holcomb, man.
Started in Kansas City.
Didn't he throw 400 yards in a playoff game one time too?
Yeah, I think in fact, you know what? Was that the playoff game? The only playoff game before this year that Cleveland got into?
I think that's
against
right.
Pittsburgh?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I remember that being sort of a back and forth game.
You are right.
It's hilarious.
He did.
Amazing. I watched that game in a sports bar. I know you're shocked by that.
I think we need a couple sort of obscure but I do think, I mean, Case Keenum was a backup and led the Vikings.
Yeah, that's
to the
what
NFC
I'm saying.
Case Keenum. Farratt, I'm going to take Cunningham off the list because he was also
a
legendary starter. Bowman, and then and Jeff George was a noteworthy starter before he got to the Vikings too. Keenum, okay. Farratt, Bowman,
Brad Johnson.
He came back as a backup
for Tice, right?
And I believe he came in as a backup in the mid 90s first.
Oh no, he did. He was like a 12th round draft pick.
Yeah.
He was taken in a round that no longer exists in the draft. No, he came in from Florida State. He was, I think, you know what? I think his first year here in like 92 or 93, he was the third QB.
So I think he has to round it off then. He has the most experience.
But I think we should do one of just our favorites, but they didn't have to play well. Like Spurgeon Wynn has to be one.
Sure.
Like Spurgeon Wynn. Oh, Spurgeon Wynn's on a Mount Rushmore of meaningless backup. But I mean, the backup quarterback, this can be.
Well, then that means Sean Mannion's on the list.
No. Spurgeon Wynn played and was so bad, he makes it. Sean Mannion didn't play.
Sean Mannion did play. He's made a couple spot starts.
Yeah, that Chicago game.
Sean Hill's on there then.
Sean Hill could be. That's my point. That's my point.
You just
want
to do your favorite.
I just want to do the most like nondescript guys who like tried to get in and ran for their lives. Kelly Holcomb is on this list. Like he was an option in Childress's world. It's like, what are you talking about?
All right, so here's what we're gonna do: homework assignment for our friends in the YouTube comment section on Purple Daily YouTube. Help us complete the two Mount Rushmores: your favorite Vikings backup quarterbacks, and then the most effective Vikings backup quarterbacks. Case Keenum would be the George Washington, I think, on the most effective Vikings backup quarterbacks.
You're right.
And like Randall Cunningham was a backup only because it was a sort of a rejuvenation project. But if you were known as a starter, like Matt Cassel became a backup, but like he was the starter in Kansas City for a few years and New England for that 1 year. So that's the homework assignment.
You like that? You like that?
All right. Question number three here from Jason Barnett, loyal listener on Twitter. He sends this one in. I know the chances of Danielle Hunter getting traded now are very slim, but if contract negotiations did break down and the Vikings thought they were forced to move him, do you think the Vikings should try and trade Danielle Hunter to the Falcons, who really need an edge rusher, in exchange for the number four pick?
I like the idea. Like if
speculation.
Well, wait, but I think the Falcons would want more than that. So that the starting point of this is if you offered them Hunter and they could sign him, that's a great start. I don't think they're swapping straight up, though. So
would they also
so what's
need
the
your
trade?
14th pick?
Yeah, they would need your 14th.
So they'd probably need 14, Danielle Hunter, because they have to sign him.
Just pay him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he's saying...
It's a good question, but like...
But he's saying, let's say it breaks down.
Yeah.
It's a good starting point.
It only breaks down if you don't pay him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going along with the question, though. Like, that is a great starting point. Yeah. The fourth pick is really attractive.
That's an interesting one.
I like where his head is. I just think that they are going to pay him, so...
Yeah. All right. I love this question because it is something that if they decide that they don't think they can pay him or they can't give him as much guaranteed money as he wants, then you might have to explore something here. But, I mean, I would just risk it. If my doctors thought that he was fine, I'm paying Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
You need him. He's 26 years old. Like, he's going to be incredible for the next 5 years.
And right now, outside of him, you do not have a guy to rush from the edge. Unless you got backup guys, but you don't have one. So
Quiddy Pay.
Yeah, Quiddy Pay. You need, I think that they will. It'll probably be more towards training camp, but I think that they will pay him.
Yeah. Question four here on Four Question Friday is presented by our friends at Wamatech. Wamatech is also a locally owned company, and they're here to help you with your broken down device. So here's how it works.
You're broken down.
You can buy, sell,
rushers.
Trade in. Whatever you need, yeah. Broken down.
Do you have an edge rusher who's not getting to the quarterback? Wamatech's who you want to call.
So they're a trusted supplier of pre-owned phones, tablets, and laptops, and they source their own devices directly and pass the savings on to you. So buy, sell, trade in whatever you need. Wamatech, which also has tech-certified warranties too, so you don't have to feel like you're getting a bad device or something. Wamatech.com, WAMATEK.com. Okay, I know we mostly do football questions here on Four Question Friday because it is a football-centric show. But, boys, I've been getting up early watching the ESPN Plus feature groups. I need to know who's winning the Masters.
Well, you're going to want to go to the golf desk, my good friend, where Declan Goff is sitting right now. Sweating the fact that his pick is about 75 shots back.
Actually, that's not correct, because through three holes today on round two, Cameron Smith is 2 under after a rough opening round.
So he
has now put himself still 4 strokes back of the lead, but back in the conversation and above the cut line.
It looks like he skinned a ferret and taped it to his upper lip.
So he's a perfect guy for Declan to root for.
He has great hair.
You guys do look alike. If you were to grow a mullet and a weird mustache,
I think Declan should.
You would look like Cameron Smith.
Yeah,
a mustache. So he would look like a player at the Masters.
Justin Rose leading under 4 through 7.
Ooh, Justin,
what is he?
He's 4 under through 7.
So he's 3 over for the day.
Yes, he
started
is.
Seven under.
Yes, yeah, he's having a
so
rough.
So he's melting. He's melting down right now.
That's what happens. Yeah. At the Masters.
My under 12 write that down. Looking, feeling pretty good still right now.
That is no way to talk when we're talking about the Masters.
I've noticed something about the commentators because they have a long list of rules that the commentators, like Jim Nance, have to follow. I think they're told to put a pause between whatever they're saying and the Masters. So if their sentence is leading them to the Masters, there must be a pause. The leaderboard, Justin Rose, 4 under par. He's leading a group of 4 other golfers at 2 under par right here at the Masters.
On CBS.
I know we have some fellow golf geeks out there.
Until it's moving day, at which case the music picks up and there's no pregnant pauses. What the Masters on CBS.
We're getting excited.
Augusta,
it's moving day.
Augusta, Georgia.
The Masters. Golf music and football music, man. Just like both very much on point all the time.
Do you know what I want someday? So that tournament's done on year-to-year contracts because the Masters can basically say you're going to change this or that. And
they
of course,
want leverage.
Yes, exactly right. I want someday for the Masters to pick up and move to like Fox so we get the Sunday promo coming up after the Masters.
That's the hilarious part. So
it's
Fox
the Simpsons.
Fox uses the same music for baseball and football. So and they did have golf at one point, and then they had to give it back
US
to like
Open.
NBC.
Yeah, they were spread too thin.
But can you imagine? They said, "Listen, we use the same music for pretty much everything, yep. And so just like we have to use the Fox theme."
Welcome to Augusta, Georgia. Third round coverage of the Masters. And coming up next, the Simpsons. Bart and Lisa find themselves in a hilarious predicament in Augusta. When they're kicked out of the course.
Bryson DeChambeau hitting bombs off the tee. Next up from the Masters on Fox.
Oh, yeah, you got to hear it.
On Fox.
On Fox. The best damn smart show comes your way every Monday.
Oh, man. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us on this four-question Friday here.
Bye, guys.
On Purple Daily with Maggie and Jim. We'll see you guys tomorrow.